रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. बालकांड चैप्टर नंबर 12. द हॉर्स सैक्रिफाइस इज रिजॉल्व्ड अपॉन. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Spring season came on never too soon, the brightest jewel that ever shines in the crown of the Lord of the Months. And upon Dashrath came the desire to perform the sacrifice in whose womb lay his future, his joys, his hopes, his peace, here and hereafter. He concluded to go through the horse sacrifice as a necessary preliminary and purificatory rite, and with folded palms prayed to Rishishringa of Golden Luster to accept the office of Brahma during the preparatory Sangrahani. "Be it so," replied the sage. "Make the necessary arrangements and let the sacrificial horse go his round over the earth." Dasharatha turned to Sumantra and said, "Reverently invite to the holy site Suyajna, Vamadeva, Jabali, Kashyapa, Vasishta, a royal priest, and other brahmanas skilled in the mysteries of sacrifice, and convey them here on suitable vehicles," which he did. The king honored them as they deserve and spoke, "Reverend sirs, sore is my spirit in that my old age is not blessed with a child to climb upon my knees. I shall perform a horse sacrifice to expiate the sin of mine, conscious or otherwise, that frustrates for me my dearest hopes." Vasishtha and his friends applauded the righteous resolve and replied, "Since thy heart is righteously inclined towards this rite, thou shalt, of a surety, be blessed with four sons of mighty arms and matchless fame. So lose no time in making the necessary arrangements, therefore." Dasharatha turned to his ministers and said, "See that the directions of my teacher are carried out to the very letter. Let everything be in readiness to begin the rite and loose the sacrificial horse to go his round, with skilled priests and a strong army to accompany it. Lay out the sacrificial grounds on the northern bank of the Sarayu and have the necessary protective rites performed. If these sacrifices could be conducted easily and without any mishap, every king would but too gladly lay claim to the honor. But the cunning Brahma Rakshasas are ever on the watch to detect any slight flaw in these rites, and it is not easy thing to baffle their vigilance, skilled as they are in the sacrificial mysteries. I pray you, than whom I know more than competent, to enable me to perform the sacrifice of mine without any hitch and in full conformity with the rules laid down by the scriptures for the same." "So be it," they said with a low reply. The Sangrahani was over, the horse let loose, and the assembled brahmanas were loud in the praises of the good king, whose heart was ever set on dharma. They then took leave of the happy Dasharatha, who reiterated his orders to his ministers and retired to his apartments. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunabhye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.